It's the 10 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, our fourth and final hour of the broadcast. This is where we dive deep to one specific area of your house, home, castle, or cabin. A lot of times we bring in a particular specialist or expert in the field or industry or trade that we're covering, and it's our education hour where you learn one element, one component of your home. It's Thanksgiving weekend, though. We got family in, family out. It's kind of hard to ask somebody else to give up a four-day weekend to come down. So we have a little bit different of a topic today. If you get our newsletter and you've read our article, you already know we're talking about tools. And let me just give you a little backstory on why we're specifically talking about tools and these tools in particular. So we are on the threshold of Rosie's 30th year broadcasting here in Arizona. And we wanted to do something special to celebrate that 30 years. And we've come up with this thank you. Thank you, Arizona homeowners, the listening audience, for 30 years in broadcasting, because he wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be here, if it wasn't for the listening audience. And we wanted to give something back. So this whole concept of this toolkit has come out of trying to find something to give back, trying to raise money for our nonprofits without doing this big, infomercial and fundraiser. What we've done is we've got a heart for American made, American manufacturing, American jobs, American quality, American craftsmanship, and we've put together this toolbox. It's tools every Arizona homeowner should have, and we've worked very hard to find these tools American made, and we've put custom thank you for 30 decals and etchings into these hammers and tape measures and toolbox and levels, and we'll go through all the tools in the toolbox through this hour, and we're selling them on our e-commerce store. It's a great handyman gift idea. It's a great opportunity to support Rosie on the House. We've got this big fundraising goal for our three nonprofits, which are St. Vincent de Paul, Habitat for Humanity, and Military Assistance Mission. And we'll cover what those goals are. We'll reveal it when we officially launch the Thank You for 30 campaign. And it's a way that Arizona homeowners can help give back to the community. You're buying American-made products, so it drives the manufacturing, and it's a toolkit you'll have your entire life. I mean, these are tools made for a lifetime. So you'll have the tools you need to tackle the most common projects around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And so this hour, you know, how does that become interesting? Well, we're going to talk about the history of these tools. Where did the hammer come from, and how did it get its shape today? And what's a screwdriver? When was the first time we went from a peg technology to a screwing technology, more of a mechanical? And how was the level invented? And it'll just be a fun way to go back. Do you know where 8D nails came from? What about a 16D nail? What do those sizes mean? And where did the D come from? And you know, those are all the things that we'll be covering in this hour. But we're also going to make this an extension of the 9 o'clock hour as well. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, we'll take your call here at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and we'll do the best we can to help you solve whatever problem you're dealing with around your house, home, castle, or cabin. So before we get to our first one, which is a hammer, in my book, item number one you've got to have in your toolbox. We're going to actually take Rick, who's in Green Valley and wants to know about new to the area, wants to talk about freezing pipes. Welcome, Rick.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and congratulations on 30 years on the air. Great advice, great show.
Thank you.
My question is concerning insulation on outdoor water pipe up to the spigot. What would you recommend for insulation, and is that a do-it-yourself project?
It is. It's pretty simple. In Green Valley, you may have 2 or 3 days a year, maybe a little bit more than that, that you would really ever have to worry about it. And there's a couple things you can do. One, if you have an evergreen tree in your yard, you can just put a hose on it and overnight turn it on a small drip. You know, moving water won't freeze, at least in Arizona. I mean, it takes well below zero for an extended amount of time for moving water to freeze. So you could keep just a small trickle going all night that would water your tree and keep your pipes from freezing. So you probably have a hose already. That's a solution that'll cost you nothing. The next step up from that would be getting pipe insulators. You could get them at any plumbing supply store, and you just wrap it around and tape it on tight. That would be the next one, and it'll have a rating. You know, it'll protect up to this degree. And if you want to go beyond that, and you're not going to need to for Green Valley, but if you move up into your higher mountain areas, there are, you know, electric heat wraps you can wrap around your exposed exterior water pipes that you just plug in, and it keeps it just warm to keep it from freezing. So there's three great solutions for you. We do get in the depth, even as low as the Phoenix markets, occasionally, you know, you get that 10-year storm that rolls through, or we'll get snow, and it'll stay on the ground for all of 3 minutes at best, or we'll get that one snap. We had plumbers busy for months with frozen pipes in the attic, Phoenix market. It was just everyone taking for granted that we don't get a cold. We get a cold. It's Arizona, the desert. What are you worried about freezing? And you get that 10-year storm that comes through it. We're getting close to that cycle time, so we'll have another couple winters back to back that will get some cold freezes and some hard freezes and some deep freezes. But they're far and few between, but they do happen. So it's good to be ready and prepared and take advantage of, you know, just some really cheap solutions that will deter a very expensive repair. Water damage is extremely expensive, and there's a couple solutions for you there. We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. Now on to the history of the hammer. How far back you think hammers date, Gary?
I'm going to say the 16th century. I'm just throwing a number out there. Or maybe caveman days.
Caveman days? That's very inspecific time-wise. Oh. I mean, 16th century, that's a time. I mean, caveman days, we had cavemen cliff dwellers in Arizona.
Well, we have Cave Creek days every year, but not the same thing. I guess I'm not going on Jeopardy anytime soon.
Back to 1500 BC was the first time we've got the smelting and forging of iron has hit the scenes. But the people that did it know very little about their history. It wasn't anything that was very well documented. So it really comes on the scene more in the 1200s and takes over the bronze industry. Steel's a lot harder and immediately for weapons and for armor and day-to-day use. Iron just completely transitions bronze out of phase for anybody that could, you know, learn this technology. And I'm sure the boom for that trade and that skill became huge. So have you ever thought, what is a ball peen hammer for?
Ball peen, ball teen or
ball peen hammer.
Oh, ball peen.
The round end on a hammer. I've always looked at that and thought, what the heck are you going to hit with a ball peen hammer? You're not going to sink a nail with that.
No. Now that has the claw at the end, correct? It's kind of like a C shape.
No, you'll have a blunt, flat end on the back, and on the front end, it's a smaller ball. It's a ball peen hammer. Well, that was originally designed for making metal bowls. They would get their metal hot, and as it's cooling, they would crack it. And instead of having to hand carve a wood bowl, they're making metal bowls now. And that was the first thing they started using the ball peen hammer for. But as as they were inventing these things. They use it a lot for shaping your metal armor, your hats and your breastplates and whatever else that making the shape of a contouring the metal to the shape of a human was what they were using the ball peen hammers for. Metalworking is something I've always wanted, but I've never dedicated the time to learn the trade. But
And now this hammer has one big head and then on one side, one small head, correct? Is that how that works? Or is mm-hmm. it just...
And okay. it's completely round on one side and the back okay. side is blunt.
Mm-hmm.
So, but moving...
You can make a steel drum out of that. I mean, you could literally make your own steel drum with a ball peen hammer.
So... That was so now I know what we use a ball peen hammer for. Move forward to the Roman Empire, and the invention of the claw comes along for pulling nails. At the time, nails were hand forged, and here's where we get the sizing. You would buy nails in quantities of 100. And the Roman coin, the denarius, is where they get the size D. Because one denarius, would buy you 100 nails. So that's where the sizing of nails has originally come from, was the D. And what they were using for money. And you could buy, it would take you 8 days to buy 100 nails, 8D.
8 days to buy?
To earn a denarius and... So to buy 100 nails, it would take you 8 days of work. So the invention of the claw became a necessity to be able to pull the nail, reshape it straight, and rehammer it back in. Uh-huh. You know, there was no getting a bent nail and moving on in those days. I mean, a bent nail, I would have to do – I'm pretty sure they weren't working eight-hour days either. It was much more extended. We'd have to do the time on how many man hours it would take – for each nail. I mean, one spent nail is probably 30 minutes of your time to build up to that. Because when they say working 8 days, I would imagine a lot of out of necessity at that time. You know, your work days, you didn't have two-day weekends.
No, and you didn't have Black Friday deals in order to get double the amount for 20% off either.
Right.